Boy, I don't know what I would do without at least Jane Tom playing there. Oh, she's wonderful. Takes good care of me. And all, she takes good care of me. Oh. Oh. It's been an interesting few weeks here on the in Prairie Survival. I've tried to leave Prairiness a few times, sort of, and it seems like circumstances, most likely God, the Lord, pulls me back. So I'm grateful in all things for that. As long as it seems to be engineered by the Lord, I'm going to work really hard to stay grateful for it. Oh, grace. I'm breathing too hard. I tell you, it's kicking off the noise cancellation and the pausing, which I often need so that these recordings aren't just a bunch of road noise and silence. Because I think a lot as I start talking. And that's a wild thing. Oh. Anyway, the last couple of weeks, the temperature swings have been wild. Like, I think the coldest day of the whole winter season was actually toward the end of March, which is in spring, I think. It got down to 17, maybe a little bit less here in Tucumcari. Anyway, and I'm, it's gotten cold two or three times since then. This past week, Wednesday, it got below freezing. And Thursday afternoon, it got to 99. And you're just going, oh my gosh, you go, that's just the way that this place kind of is. This is the southern end of the plains leading into the desert. This isn't desert here, but desert's just south of here. And, sheesh, I tell you, there's a whole lot of, this is the craziest time of the year. My preferred season in this area is fall, because you're just coming off of summer, you know, kind of hotness, and, and you like the cold nights coming off of that. It's a good thing. And I'm thankful. You know, you have to look at every day and say what you're grateful for. One of the nice things is, although it's been unseasonably hot, getting up close to 100 several times, before the season even starts, I'm already grateful for the days when it's not that hot. Like today, I think the high is going to be high 70s, low 80s. Now, I think there's going to be one day in the midst of all this when we're going to be expecting, we have a chance of rain. That's usually what you get, just a chance of rain. And the high won't get into the 60s. So a little bit, after a few hundred degree days, 60 is a little chilly. Your body can't hardly adjust to the troubles there. Anyway, so the weather's been for the news day. Of course, I don't know if we want to call it the war in Iran, but everybody just calls it the war in Iran. That's mostly dirty talk to get us to stop doing it. There are growing large factions of the United States that likes to see the United States look bad. In 2001, when the Twin Towers insurance scam was done, there was, there was a huge upswell. The president was not very popular, but as soon as that happened, the whole country turned to patriotism. And that was an interesting thing to see. One, I remember this music group, the Dixie Chicks, who are very virtuous, signaling bunch, very left-wing, went on tour in Europe and said some nasty things about the U.S. president and what was happening, and they were absolutely shunned by the country. They got nothing. They got very little play. They got very little nothing. They even came out with songs that were very much about a girl pining for the boy who went off to war and didn't come back from Vietnam. And I don't even think that song really saved that much. They changed their name to the Chicks because everything Southern was evil. I said, boy, let me tell you, those guys just needed to find a whole new, sadly, a whole new thing to do. People who would devote their lives to music and destroyed themselves over it, which is sad. Don't mix politics with the things you really care about, because that'll mess things up. I don't know how I feel about the Iran situation. On one hand, something needed to be done about state-sponsored terrorism against anybody. I don't know if there was a right way to do this. Iran had for years been playing games with everybody. Donald Trump hoped that forces within Iran, when you took out the bulk of the ruling regime, would take over and install a government that was more about taking care of Iran than trying to eliminate Israel. And still, it's been about a month since that started. It still remains to be seen if anybody's really willing to do that. It seems like a whole bunch of people going out in the streets screaming and yelling and things like that isn't really isn't really becoming a transitional government or something like that. It just isn't happening. Trump played a gamble. I really do hope it works out. I think the world, by and large, would prefer a world without that kind of weird, almost proxy actor. But we shall see what happens with that. I think nobody wants a protracted war. We want something to happen, then we want to get out of it. And I'm grateful that President Trump is somewhat of the same mind, although once he gets into an investment, he doesn't like walking away from them without achieving objectives. That's a big thing on his radar screen, is to make something like that happen. It was Palm Sunday yesterday, a very nice program at church. Went really well. And Easter itself falls along the same time as General Conference. And I don't know, I'm looking forward to this General Conference with a little anticipation. This is the first conference with a new first presidency, Dallin H. Oaks and Henry B. Eyring and D. Todd Christofferson. Although I don't anticipate huge changes, you know, you just don't know. Could happen that way. So I'm here feeling kind of grateful for what I've been blessed with. I really don't have a whole lot to say. I finally got my rig for on the road computing worked out. Works really well. And I gotta get down to using it better.